Thank you very much, Madam Coordinator. As you may know, UNMAS, the United Nations Mine Action Service, is the UN focal point for mine action within the United Nations system. And we also chair the IMAS Review Board. IMAS, as mentioned by the distinguished delegates of Switzerland, are not legally binding for any country, including the high contracting parties represented here in this conference. The international mine action standards are owned by the United Nations. They are managed by the Geneva Center for Humanitarian Demining. They're the keepers. They represent the higher standards for mine action, including clearance, removal, risk education, and other areas of mine action. And I think, and I participated as a part of the UNMAS delegation to the negotiation of CCW Protocol 5 on explosive remnants of war. It is our understanding that it was precisely for this reason that the negotiating actors for the Protocol 5 decided to make a specific reference to international mine action standards within their text. We are not aware of any other international standards. Maybe there are some regional, but international standards, to our understanding, and only this international mine action standards. We wanted to provide this clarification so that states parties, or sorry, high contracting parties to this conference be adequately informed when deciding on the recommendations. Thank you very much for your attention.